This is the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Well, this feels a little different, doesn't it?
The very act of saying good afternoon.
Yeah.
Feels very strange. I'm Cliffo, you're Bronte,
yep.
And here we are, my friend.
And merry Hitmas to one and all. We are doing a little bit of a special Christmassy show today.
We are. We're going to have Christmas prizes throughout the afternoon.
You're welcome.
We're going to have Christmas guests.
Yeah, a very special one indeed, who is very busy at this time of year, but coming on the show.
Piping in direct from the North Pole.
Spoiler.
Could be anyone, mate. Could be those scientists living in the igloos doing the experiments.
Prince Harry spent a bit of time up
there. Yeah, could be anyone,
Tim.
Mate.
Yeah.
Don't.
I shouldn't assume.
Don't box it in.
That's right.
We're going to be playing Christmas music, and of course the idea is we want you guys to set up your Christmas trees.
Yes, exactly.
With us.
Doesn't matter if everyone hates the Christmas tree that you have. It's like me.
Yeah, Bronte's...
My Twiggy Christmas, which so I will be setting up later.
No, I don't think anyone said they hated it. It's just very sparse. It doesn't have a lot of foliage, your tree.
But if this is the official beginning of the Christmas season, then everyone's got to be more loving and supportive and love
the
my
tree.
The tree,
it just looks like it went head-to-head with a bottle of Roundup.
Yeah, and it lost.
Lost the fight.
But I love it.
Number one thing we want, though, is your calls.
Yeah.
So 131060, if you're setting up the tree, it is your duty to give us a ring. Kids, give us a ring. Mum, dad, whoever.
Yeah.
Just tell us what's going on. We do have a pile of these Woolworths Wish gift cards
to
give away.
We do indeed. Not just playing the sleigh list, which will give away some of those vouchers. But, yeah, if someone's calling with a good chat, might find something extra in your stocking.
I'm sweating up, man.
Getting excited.
I'm wearing a Hawaiian Christmas shirt, and every time I wear Hawaiian shirts, I think the same thing. Like,
not breathable.
These aren't very breathable for something designed for a warm climate.
True, but it is very Christmassy, so you're on theme.
Thank you. 131060 is the phone number. Shall we get into it with Miss Mariah Carey?
Oh, you just can't start any better way, can you?
All I want for Christmas is you. It's Cliffo and Bronte's Merry Hitmas. Izzy's here. Izzy, how are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Merry Hitmas.
Merry Hitmas. What are you doing, Gustavo?
So we just drove all the way from Bribie about 3 hours to Stanford.
Oh, okay.
To get a Christmas tree, a real one.
Oh, wow.
How do they last in the Queensland summer, the real Christmas trees? Because I love real Christmas trees, but I've never been gutsy enough to have one in the heat, you know?
Yeah, ours lasted about 6 weeks.
That's pretty good.
Pretty good. And is this like a Christmas tradition every year you all pack in the car and go get one?
Yes.
I love that.
And are you decorating at the Savo with us, with the radio on?
We bought a family bauble, like, to the memory, I guess, from those
Cute.
So good. Yeah. Izzy, you're our first Merry Hitmas caller. Thank you so much, and Merry Hitmas.
Thank you.
Do we do the Merry Hitmas thing all afternoon, or is that going to grow?
I think it's
old.
No, I mean, it's just spreading the Christmas cheer. Do you get sad when people say Merry Christmas?
No, I don't, but I just feel like we're forcing the branding into quite an old tradition. But I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
I'm just vibing. Just seeing how the vibe is.
Embracing.
Michelle, Merry Hitmas.
Merry Hitmas. Cliffo and Gab. Oh, I'm so sorry, Bronte.
That's all right.
Should we move on to the next caller?
Yeah, don't worry, Michelle. On the naughty list. Thanks, Michelle. What are you doing this afternoon?
I'm actually just driving home with a new Christmas tree.
Is it a real Christmas tree?
No.
No, that's all right. Okay. They're hard to maintain, I reckon.
Izzy, our last caller, had a real one. Michelle, million-dollar question, and I want to ask a few people this if we can throughout the afternoon, Bronte.
Yes.
On the top of the tree, Michelle.
Good question.
Star or angel?
A star, actually.
Star.
Okay. I support that.
I'm star.
100%.
But my mum is hardcore angel.
Hardcore angel. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm a star gal.
Just like her son.
Yeah.
Hardcore angel. Thank you, Michelle. Merry Hitmas. We have both Hannah and Derek here. Merry Hitmas, guys.
Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Hannah. What are you guys doing today?
We're putting up our tree now.
And what is going on top of your tree? Is it an angel or is it a star?
A star.
A star. Hannah, you sound like a star. What do you want for Christmas?
I'm like a really good holiday.
You listening to that, Derek?
Oh, Derek, that's going to be an expensive one, mate. Go. All right, guys, thank you so much for calling. Merry Hitmas, okay?
Merry Hitmas.
Good on. Oh, what a sweetheart. Good on you guys.
She's so cute.
We've already played a nominee for the Queen of Christmas in Mariah Carey.
Yeah, getting some last minute votes. And you can go to Cliff Owen Bronte on Facebook, by the way, and still vote for the King and Queen of Christmas.
One of the favourites in the race for the King is this guy.
Tim Allen.
No, he's a shocking singer. Good actor, though. The Boobs!
Of course.
Michael Bublé, Christmas. Baby, please come home. It's Merry Hitmas. Cliffo and Bronte on Hit.
Cliffo and Bronte's Merry Hitmas.
Setting up our Chrissy trees together, 131060 if you want to call us. Grace, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Are you setting up your tree this afternoon with us?
Yeah, thank you for reminding me to.
Oh, were you going to wait a bit longer, or is this usually around the time of year that you'd start doing it?
Well, I mean, you should probably do it on the first, right? But you guys kind of, helped us get everything going.
You're welcome.
We're very productive at Hit this year.
Gabby, I actually sympathise with you because mine's also made out of sticks, and I think it works really well.
Oh,
thank you,
Bronte.
Grace. I love you.
Okay, for those who don't weren't across this,
that would be a weird.
Yeah. So Bronte's tree is very, very sparse, and we have been giving you a hard time about it. But Grace, you think no problem with that, Grace?
Totally not. It keeps the kids away from all the ornaments and it's up on the ground.
That's why Bronte does it, to keep those kids
keep
away.
Keep those kids away.
Absolutely.
Good choice, Grace.
Grace, hold there, mate. Don't hang up. Let's just say, for the next few callers or whatever, do you want to give one of them one of our $50 vouchers?
Are you feeling a bit generous?
What? No, just, they're there.
Okay, well, and we've got a voucher to give away, $50. All right.
Catherine, what are you doing for Christmas this year?
We're just having a nice lunch with our four-month-old daughter and the family for her first Christmas. And dress up in cute little outfits.
Does a four-month-old get gifts, or do you kind of save your money this year? The gift of life.
Well, I can't help myself, so she'll have a little stocking with some gifts in it. But she'll probably like the paper better.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. When they're young, Bronte, the amount of gifts they get, Catherine, for the size that they are, it's stupid because there's no appreciation for it.
No, ungrateful.
Megan, you putting up your tree this afternoon, Megs?
We sure are.
Who have you got some help along the way, or are you just doing it all?
Nah, we've got Emily and Charlie helping and the cat holder.
Oh, and the cat.
Is your cat one of those cats that actually hates the Christmas tree and attacks it for the next month?
Well, he's only a baby. He hasn't seen a bauble. So mad.
Cute.
So sweet, Megan. Real quickly, because we're going to run out of time, Emily's here as well. Emily, 9 years old. Are you putting your tree up this afternoon?
Yes.
Very nice. Are you like in charge of decoration, patrol, making sure they all go in the right place?
No.
Who's that? Who's in charge? Who's the boss?
Mum.
Do you get to put the star on top, though?
Yes.
Yeah, good. Oh,
that's
it sounds
the most
like
important
that's
job.
All you want. That's
who do you
want
to give the pineapple to? We got Grace with the sparse tree.
Yep.
Catherine with the four-month-old.
Sure.
Megan, and then Emily, our kid at the end there.
I mean.
Oh, are we going to go? I mean, Grace's tree is the one that's.
Grace is a gal after my own heart, so.
Grace, you won the $50
punishment!
Now you can finally go and get a tree with a bit of foliage!
No way!
No, she knows what's right. Merry Christmas, Grace.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Grace. Merry Hitmas.
Hello, boys and girls, it's Santa here. Merry Hitmas! Ho, ho, ho!
And it's sleighless time. We did this first on the breakfast show yesterday morning, and it was lots of fun.
It was. Lines went crazy because what we've done is taken a popular song that everybody knows and that we play. And we've just carolified it because we imagine this is actually what Santa listens to. He's not listening to the pop hits.
Carolified, not a real word, but I think it describes what we've done the best.
Until now, exactly.
Until now. So we've taken a regular song, we've carolified it. This is how Santa listens to his music, according to Bronte Langbrook.
That's what I think.
Your job is to identify what song we've carolified.
Yeah, title and artist of the pop song.
Another $50 Woolies Wish gift card on the line. What's this song we've carolified, guys? It's an improvement.
The carolers are struggling with that one, I feel. It's quite high. But they did it. They did it. And if you know what that is, you call 131060, you will score one of those Wish gift cards.
Yeah, you can spend it wherever you want. Mm. At Woolies, at Dan Murphy's, bit of Christmas cheer if you want. Yeah. Big W if you want to go and get a new Christmas tree or some new baubles or whatever. But 131060, one more time, really quickly. Yeah, you're right, that high note at the end there.
That's so good.
Oof. Wouldn't want to do that after too much of that Christmas eggnog, would you?
Goodness.
Tia is here. Merry Hitmas, Tia.
Merry Hitmas, guys.
What are you doing this afternoon? Are you guys putting up the tree?
We're about to. We've just gotten home from finishing the Christmas shopping.
Oh, finishing? Oh, done?
Wow. Done.
Girl, a month out. Well done.
Yep.
Impressive. Jeez,
you'd be broke now for the rest of the month, Tia.
Pretty much, yeah.
So $50 would be pretty good to have.
That's it.
Wow. What song have we Christmasified there on the sleigh list?
I believe it is Taylor Swift, We Are Never Getting Back Together.
But it's yes.
I was going to say, it sounds like Taylor said no, but that was correct, Tia.
Awesome.
Well done.
Merry Hitmas, Tia. Thank you for taking part this afternoon.
That's all right. Thank you, guys.
Maybe post Merry Hitmas, you're looking to, once the tree's up, let's watch a Christmas movie.
It's a fantastic idea.
We're very smart here. And
that's
the
a stretch. Yeah. That is a stretch.
True. Someone much smarter than us with a lot more knowledge about what Christmas films we should be most excited for is Justin Hill, the streaming service you can hear on Listener. He joins us right now. Merry Christmas, Justin.
Don't call me smart and don't tell lies because that will get you on the naughty list and you know that.
I'm trying to get back on the good side.
I do like the idea though, like once we've done the show today, we're until six, like once we've all got our trees up, turn the radio off or whatever, put a Christmas movie on.
Yeah.
What's the top of the Christmas nice list when it comes to movies this year, mate?
Well, look, I've got a nice and a naughty list for you. So nice list is definitely Spirited, starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's so good. But this is a story that we know already because it's the Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol, but it's like a modern take on it. So we've already had like the 80s movie Scrooge. There's been a Muppets version of it. This one is where Will Ferrell plays the ghost of Christmas present and he has to kind of like help his Scrooge, which is Ryan Reynolds, and a very handsome Scrooge, if I do say so myself. He has to help him be a good person. And there's so many musical numbers in it. And also, too, if anyone out there is listening and you've already watched it, if I say good afternoon to you, then you're going to be giggling as you listen to your radios today because there's a huge joke in it and it's absolutely worth watching just for that.
I am so excited for this one.
Little Easter egg there. I think it's Will's first big foray back into Christmas, probably since Elf.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yes, and there's a few Elf references, and they have a bit of a joke about it. And, like, you know, it's. I mean, they're both trying to be Mariah Carey. It's just so, so good.
So that's on Apple TV Plus.
Yes, that one's on Apple TV Plus. And I've got a naughty one for you that you might want to hate watch. How about, can I give you that one?
Please.
I love talking about hate watching something during our magical Christmas spectacular, Merry Hitmas.
Absolutely.
Hit us with it.
Okay, so you might remember a little actress by the name of Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Don't know if you know. Yeah. So she had a very popular music career as well. I'm tired of rumors starting
and all that. I love rumors.
Oh, so good. But she has made her comeback onto the big screen via Netflix in a movie called Falling for Christmas. And guys, it's kind of like the Christmas present we were never supposed to get. Like, right. You kind of open it and you go, oh, thanks so much. But the thing is, it's so bad, it's good. Like, it's, you know, she plays a very rich heiress who has an accident while she's skiing, forgets who she is, and she eventually falls in love with her rescuer, who is played by Cordova Street from Glee. I mean, it's got so many great moments in it, and, you know, like some jokes. Lindsay actually does a Mean Girls reference in it too, where she performs Jingle Bell Rock, which you might remember that song.
Of course. Yeah.
And she does the whole thing with great hair, you know, but like that's obviously the most important thing. But I also do feel like Lindsay Lohan's Christmas present this year was auto-tune. I mean, I'm just going to say that.
Wow, someone is grinchy today.
I'm Scrooging it up, guys. Yeah.
Now, Justin, settle the debate for us. I know you've talked about some new films coming out, but the Christmas classics, the ultimate debate, is Die Hard a Christmas film, yes or no?
Absolutely, without hesitation. And also, so is Gremlins as well. I won't hear another thing about it. They are absolutely Christmas movies.
No debate there, Bronte.
I was going but apparently not.
The host of the streaming service podcast, straight to the top there. You can get that every Thursday on Listener. Justin, Merry Christmas, mate. And thank you for joining us on Cliffo and Bronte's Merry Hitmas.
Oh, Merry Hitmas to you guys. I can't wait to see your trees and what you're putting up. And I'll be hate watching, you know, that Lindsay Lohan movie with you. Don't you worry.
See you, Juzzy. Big love.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Michael, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How many kids are there, actually?
Seven.
Seven?
Are they all being put to work to put the tree up?
Yep.
Oh, very good. It's like a little line, like, you know, in those,
like a production line,
like handing the bauble to each one. And
you said seven kids. I thought of like the McAllister household in Home Alone, all those kids
running around.
What do you have a big tree, Michael, or
my name's Toby.
Okay, so who's Michael? Is that
stepdad?
Nice. All right, well, Toby, thank you so much for the call. Merry Hitmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Oh, Merry Christmas, kids.
Oh, they're all coming out.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thanks, kids. Bye.
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 Oh, we're halfway done.
I know.
Already the fun's half over.
Oh, but still so much to come, including a very important person on the show.
I'm thinking we might talk about that with our next guest, actually, on the phones, because you can call us anytime.
Yep.
If you're setting up your Chrissy tree with us, 131060, Aiden is here. Aiden, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Are you having a lovely afternoon setting up the Christmas tree?
Yes, thank you.
Oh, what lovely manners. You're on the nice list.
Beautiful manners. You're definitely on the nice list. Aiden, do you know what you want for Christmas this year? Have you got any, like, gift ideas in mind?
Maybe, like, some Lego or a remote control boat.
Oh, lovely. Oof. Getting you out and about. I like that.
Gee, Bronte's face lit up then. Don't let her anywhere near your Christmas tree, Aiden.
No, I want that boat.
I'm listening to you right now.
Are you? We're listening to you, Aiden. And did you know that the big man himself, Santa Claus, is going to be joining us very, very soon.
Oh.
Just after 5 o'clock, Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
We might, I don't know, we may, if we get a bit of time off the air, we might even ask him if you're on that nice list, all right, Aiden?
Yes. Okay.
Make sure you get that boat and some Lego.
Aiden, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much for the call.
No problem. Thank you.
And actually, I'm looking at the clock now, and I said just after 5. It's 5:04 now. Yeah. So,
what are we waiting for?
We might try and fire up the satellite.
Well, we've got. It's going to take a while. We need some of that magic.
Some of that magic pixie dust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very hard man to
get sprinkling, mate.
All right.
Get sprinkling. We're going to try and get the big man on the satellite direct from the North Pole. Next, Cliffo and Bronte's Merry Hitmas. I think I'm speaking for everyone when I say I think this might be the moment we've been waiting for.
A lot of little girls and boys all over the country are counting down the days until our very next guest is going to be coming to town.
Yep.
It's just the one and only Santa Claus? Yes.
Santa Claus!
Oh, hello, Cliffo and Bronte.
I am like the most starstruck I have ever been talking to anyone on our show. Santa, about a month out from Christmas, how are things going? Thank you for taking time out of what I imagine is a very busy schedule.
Oh, first, Bronte, you're making me blush. Bright red, of course.
Of course.
Santa's very busy, but he has always found time to talk to you because he's big fans of the show.
Oh, wow.
That is quite a sell.
Santa downloads the podcast at the North Pole.
Loves it at Listener.
I love it.
Oh, so absolutely.
God, so good. Santa, we wanted to ask you, because today is all about setting up your Christmas tree with us. Mm. And Bronte and I have talked about this. Like, some people are, you know, real rustic kind of Christmas trees with, you know, decorations made out of paddle pop sticks, yep, and bits of cardboard and pine cones and stuff like that. Just a real rough looking thing. And some people are real like Meijer catalog perfect Christmas trees.
Meijer's like a department store. I don't know if you've got it up in the North Pole, but a lot more like fancy decorations. Do you and the elves like have a preference in Mrs. Claus?
Oh, well, Bronte, it's all about making an effort. Big, small, expensive, basic. Santa just loves Christmas.
He really does.
As long as there's a tree.
As long as there's a tree. Okay, and now let's get down to the really important stuff, Santa. There's a naughty and nice list that you have, as we all know.
Yes, I do.
Cliffo and I want to know where we fall, each of us, on that list.
Ooh, now that would be telling, but let's just say you won't be getting a lump of coal.
Yay! Yay!
Yes.
Santa!
Yay! Thank
I'm
God.
So happy!
Hey, once and for all, too, I think we need to clear it up. What is Santa's favourite snack to be left out, not only for you on Christmas night, like, and I'm really getting ahead here because it's like a month away, like you said, Bronte.
Yeah.
But what's the best snack we can leave out for you and for Rudolph and the reindeer?
Well, Cliffo, I like to leave a carrot out for Rudolph and a mince pie for Santa.
Oh, mince
yummy.
Pie.
Yummy.
Yeah,
but you... sometimes Rudolph gets the mince pie and I'm stuck with the carrots.
Cheeky. Good for you. Good for your waistline, Santa.
Exactly.
Yes, Santa's going to be squeezing into his suit this year.
Jumping on the satellite direct from the North Pole to join us on Merry Hitmas as we set up our Christmas trees together. Just thank you so much. You're the busiest man on planet Earth right now.
Yes.
But I think we're so happy to have you on the show, Santa. Big love.
Oh, thank you so much, Cliffo and Bronte. And Santa wants to wish everyone a early Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, got to get the ho, ho, ho in there. Oh.
Santa.
Love you, Santa.
We love
you. Love you too, guys. Ho, ho, ho.
There's someone, though, that we've kind of put on the naughty list after a pretty poor performance regarding this show.
Mm.
One of the few things, well, a tiny thing that we wanted was Michael Bublé to come on. I thought it was achievable. You thought it was achievable.
Yeah, and, I was hoping.
Producer Alicia is here with a bit of an update. We've obviously got what? About 40 minutes left.
Yes.
When
until
is
the votes
we've had
closed.
Santa on?
Yep.
We've had Justin Hill?
Yep.
So when?
Lots of calls on 13 10 60. Lots of people calling through.
Yeah. People are really excited for Michael Bublé.
I have spent 5 weeks chasing Michael Bublé, and as we are all aware, he did unfortunately cancel his Australian tour.
He did.
Which
cheese
was my way in.
Mm.
And I emailed 40 different people. I called five different places.
I saw a few times like a American number was coming up on the log, like that we were dialing out. And that was Leash like calling his American agency to try and get him on.
Did she just found a white pages and she's just calling everyone with the last name Bublé.
I even started just asking people in the office, do you know Michael Bublé by any chance?
You never know.
The funny thing I heard was that all of the people who you've emailed, you've 40 plus emails, sadly, they've all been directed back to one man who manages
his
publicity
guy. He did reach out to me and he's like, Alicia, please stop.
But you know,
so can we big shout out to Tony, Tony,
yeah,
who's
thank
gotten
you, Tony.
Every email forwarded
thank
to him.
Thank you, my man. But also not thank you because unfortunately Michael's not here. We didn't get him.
Yeah, well we'll get him
next
when he's ready to promote
Do you know what?
A tour.
I just think that he should be disqualified. for being Christmas King.
Wow.
Because he's one of our male finalists.
Wow. And was leading when I last checked it.
He claims to be this big Christmas personality. Everyone thinks Michael Bublé, they think Christmas.
Yeah.
He's in with the moms. He's in with the hip branding. But he just couldn't make time for Cliff on Bronte.
I like how you're taking... Bronte's taking it out on Leash. Yeah. And Leash is taking it in turn out on
Michael
the
Bublé. It's all just... Sick.
Yeah, Bronte's like, Alicia, you failed. And I'm like, Michael Bublé.
You failed. Yeah. The human race.
But you can still vote. Maybe Alicia's argument isn't good enough for you and you do think Michael Bublé should be the king of Christmas.
No, vote for someone else.
Head to, there's who? Tim Allen, Justin Bieber, Michael Bublé and Macaulay Culkin.
Yes.
And then for the girls, it's Mariah Carey, Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson and Lindsay Lohan.
Correct.
All right, final votes now at our facey at Cliffo and Bronte. We will crown the king and queen of Christmas this morning. We're the afternoon now, aren't we?
It is.
Other end of the day. The Savo before 6 as we wrap it up. Our Merry Hitmas show with Sia right now. Hang about another Slaylist game next.
Ooh.
On Hit.
Cliffo and Bronte's Merry Hitmas.
And we're trying to make Christmas a little bit better by the gift of giving away $50 Wish vouchers that you can spend at Woolies or Dan Murphy's, Big W. But to score it, you've got to pick what popular song we're playing from Santa's sleigh list.
So we get popular songs and carolify them. Mm-hmm. I feel like no one's loved this more than you because we were sent way too many than we actually need. So you and I have just been playing Slay List off the air.
Exactly.
We're not very good at it.
No. There are a few toughies in there.
Carolers are good, mate.
Yeah, they are.
All right, if you want the $50 Woolies Wish gift card, 131060, what popular song have we carolified here?
So raise your glass if you are wrong.
They're very impressive carolers.
Yeah.
That is a tough one.
You need to remember that it's a song that we play all the time.
Yes, it is.
On
it
Hit. Is. Do we need it twice, do you reckon? Or is that
maybe
enough?
One more time. Okay, maybe one more.
So raise your glass if you are wrong. In all the right ways, warm up high on the dawns. We will never be.
The thing I love is it's not a particularly, like, happy song.
No.
The regular one, but the carolers...
have made it sound joyous.
They make everything happy and jolly and Christmassy.
I didn't get it. When you played it for me yesterday, it took me a while to figure it out.
Rachel called up. Quick smart. Hello, Merry Hitmas, Rachel.
Oh, thanks.
Merry Hitmas.
It's like when someone says, I love you, and they say, thank you.
How's your afternoon been?
Yeah, so far so good.
Mate, let's try and give it to you now. Do you know the song we've carolified there? What is it?
Pink, Raise Your Glass.
Yeah!
Smarter than me, Rachel. Well done.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
They definitely made the song more jolly, didn't they, Rach?
Yep. Well, the other one's more fun, though. Raise your glass.
Isn't it? It is a fun song, isn't it? Rachel, well done. That $50 Woolies Wish gift card, all yours.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. We'll try it again. Here we go. Merry Hitmas, Rachel.
Merry Hitmas, guys.
Yay!
Cliffo and Bronte's Merry Hitmas.
But before we sign off for the evening, let's actually get a final tally and crown the Christmas King and Queen. We had, of course, for the boys, Michael Bublé, Justin Bieber, Macaulay Culkin and Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, your favourite.
Leash, could we please get 4-1?
In fourth place for our Christmas King was Justin Bieber.
Yeah, that's fair.
Last.
That's where he belongs,
He's
I
in
reckon.
Last place.
Really?
Yeah.
Harsh.
Third place, Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's a travesty.
Come on, Tim.
And between Tim Allen and Michael Bublé, it was close. Yeah, I've got to say, it was surprisingly close. But throughout the votes across Instagram and Facebook, I shall say, because each had a different leader.
Uh-huh.
Coming in second place, Tim Allen.
Oh,
the boots has taken it out!
Your enemy.
Worst enemy. No,
despite
we love
the fact
him.
He
we
refused to join us
yeah.
on the Merry Hitmas show.
That's how much of an effect he has.
Congratulations, Michael.
I did see he took an early lead when we opened votes yesterday. So I can't say I'm entirely surprised.
Facebook seemed to favour Tim, though. But
good.
Instagram just blew out.
That's because Facebook's full of old people.
And we loved him.
We loved him.
Okay, so I think I know how this
so
is also
got our
going
Christmas
to go.
King.
Christmas Queen.
Christmas Queen.
Out of Lindsay Lohan, Kelly Clarkson, Ariana Grande, and of course Mariah, who came in at number four.
Fourth place, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, give her
what
a year.
Surprise.
She couldn't quite make it up with the Christmas
the
movie this year, but third place, I'm sorry, guys, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, that's a
that
surprise.
Was your favorite
well, yeah.
to win.
Okay.
Okay,
we're between Ariana Grande and Mariah Carey.
The up and coming. Like, if one's
she
the queen,
is,
the
yes,
other's
the
like
princess.
If Mariah has been seen as the queen,
yeah.
Ariana is seen as
she's
the princess.
She's not far behind. She's nipping at her heels.
Yeah.
Every year she's got a new Christmas thing coming out.
Yeah. Exactly.
She suits it. So coming in at second place,
uh-huh.
a princess of Christmas, Ariana Grande.
Of course, of course.
Mariah, mate!
Yes, Mariah is our queen.
She's unstoppable.
She couldn't get it through the trademark offices, though, because she can't officially be known as it. But according to Cliff Owen Bronte, she is.
Number one.
And that's what matters to her the most,
Look,
I think.
Thank you to everyone for voting. We got like 30 seconds before we got to go. Thank you to everyone who called up. It's been an absolute pleasure setting up our Christmas trees together.
Hope you've had fun at home. Thank you to you, producer Alicia, Cliffo. It's been very festive. I feel very Christmassy.
And Merry Hitmas, everybody.
Merry
Hitmas.
That was the Cliffo and Bronte podcast.